This is St. Louis Public Radio. Imagine a homeless woman. Now imagine she's 55 or older with a mental or physical illness. In St. Louis, the Mary Ryder Home in the Central West End focuses on needs of women just like this. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Lissenby reports on an often forgotten population and the place they call home.
I met Deborah Johnson while on a walk in Grand Center. She told me she was homeless, so when she invited me to see where she lives, I wanted to go.
Hi. Good to see you again.
Her room is simple. She has a twin bed, a desk, a small wardrobe and dresser for her clothes, and a bulletin board with pictures of her family. She talks a little bit about her adult son who lives in a different state, then her dog. Everything else is a checklist of unfortunate events.
I lost a couple jobs through no fault of my own, through resizing, I guess is the corporate name for it. And then I got a divorce and things kind of rolled downhill. And then I was diagnosed with this lung disease, which is, there's no cure for it. And it's real annoying.
Johnson is 62 and was working as a licensed accountant in Florida when she got sick. She moved to St. Louis to stay with a friend while she received treatment. Johnson lived in hotels and later her car after her friend kicked her out.
That got pretty bad, and then I got really sick and had to be taken to the hospital in an emergency, in an ambulance. And that was like the end.
Johnson was referred to the Mary Ryder Home after her hospital stay and short-term emergency housing. She is one of 58 women who live at the home. The monthly cost of a double room is more than $2,000. The home pays for the women's care through donations, state funds, and money from pension and Social Security checks.
If you have money, you have choices. You have less than $1,000, the choices out there for long-term care, some of them are pretty scary.
That's Assistant Administrator Terry Jones Signego. She's the great-granddaughter of Mary Ryder.
As a kid, it was the little old lady that didn't have anybody. She was a spinster, really didn't work. Outlived everybody, and she needed a little help. You know, now we're seeing that everybody in this building has some sort of a mental illness.
Signego says in some cases, mental illness prevents residents from finding or keeping safe housing. The residents at the Mary Ryder Home highlight a complex intersection of issues that go beyond housing in St. Louis: mental health, gender, and aging.
It seems like people think that the homeless really consist of drug addicts, the veterans, but you really don't hear about the elderly.
In fact, data on St. Louis homeless women 65 and older are practically non-existent. Back in Deborah Johnson's room, she reflects on her own journey to the Mary Ryder Home.
Well, there's a lot of middle-aged women out there that need a forever home. And that's the wonderful thing that actually helped me get better with my health, knowing that I had some place to live until I died.
Is Mary Ryder Home home to you now?
It is home. I have an address, and it's not the little blue car out in the parking lot.
Johnson says she felt as if a black cloud was over her when she first moved to the home. A feeling of worthlessness had set in. Now, that cloud is moving farther away. I'm Ashley Lissenby, St. Louis Public Radio.